AM 790 Talk and Business presents Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next water fire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
And hello, 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 and welcome to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And we're here every Wednesday with you from 4 to 5, talking all about water fire, taking you behind the scenes and letting you know about the upcoming events. And if you haven't heard, I'm not sure what rock you've been under, but this weekend coming up is one of our favorite fires. It is the Flames of Hope, a celebration of life, sponsored by the Gloria Gem and Breast Cancer Resource Foundation. And it's more than just a water fire on Saturday. It is an entire weekend of events. But one of the highlights, and I remember the first Gloria Gem and Breast Cancer Resource Foundation fire around 10 years ago, has been this incredible torch ceremony, and just filled with survivors, inspiration, determination, strength, hope, all of these beautiful elements come together, and thousands of people come down to celebrate and our survivors, our breast cancer survivors, to also bring awareness and resources to breast cancer survivors. So there's going to be a real lot going on. I'm going to be talking to Carol Donnelly, who is with me. She's from the Gloria Gem Breast Cancer Resource Foundation, and she's awesome. She's been with them for 5 years. She is their office manager, but she's also a breast cancer survivor, and I'm pretty sure she does a lot more than that, and especially as we lead into this weekend and all of the events that are happening. And I'm also going to be speaking a little bit later on to Cindy Champagne, who keeps saying that she doesn't really do that much for the organization, but she's been volunteering, and I think Carol will have to be able to help me pull out of her a little bit more about everything that's gone into putting this event together this weekend. It, again, is one of our largest events. Often see somewhere upwards of 100,000 people coming into Providence and into the city. So we'll be talking to them, and there's a lot of, as I was saying, you know, this started off as just a water fire event back in 2005, I believe, 2006. I remember walking in and meeting Anthony Gemma and the Gemma family, and them telling us what this mission was and that they wanted to bring resources to breast cancer survivors, as well as awareness, because there was a lot of, I think I want to say the word stigma, that, you know, or it was a thing that you weren't talking about at the time. And I think one of the things that the Gloria Gem Breast Cancer Resource Foundation has been very successful at is bringing awareness to people, getting people actually to go get mammograms, letting us understand that this is not just a woman's disease, that it's also a man's disease. And also, I think the biggest thing is providing this hope and inspiration and a community that supports people going through breast cancer, our breast cancer survivors, their families. And again, at this fire also, we do pay remembrance and homage to those who have lost their struggles with breast cancer, but their families are always in our minds. And I think it's tomorrow, actually, that we kick off Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So how apropos that just coming up this weekend, we're going to see one of the largest celebrations, I think, that happens in southern New England, surrounding great people and great things. I also am proud to say I have a co-host today, because Barnaby Evans is busy getting ready for this weekend's water fire, and he's usually my co-host. But my co-host today is the Reverend Dr. Richard Dannenfelser. And Richard, hi, how are you?
Oh, it's great to be here, dear.
Wait,
well, it's great to be here because you told me to come.
I asked Richard to come because Richard has been a volunteer at Water Fire since I started Water Fire, so 11 seasons ago, and is witnessed, especially at the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation fire, the impact that this whole event has on people and how it lifts them up and, you know, keeps them going. So thank you for joining me, Rich.
You're welcome, and I'm also a Presbyterian pastor. And as a Presbyterian pastor and also as a Vietnam veteran, I have I'm well aware of death and what that means to families and people who are facing it.
Well, and the struggles, and we were talking about this on the car on the way down, and I'll be curious to hear what Carol and Cindy have to say about this. But really, what is the healing process, and really what helps with that sense of wellness? Is it faith? Is it being surrounded by people who, you know, are going through the same struggles? Is it by doing things that are fun and uplifting? Because I think I remember hearing at one point that the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation was having like some kind of really fun pole dancing class or things that were just like fun activities. And, you know, Carol, I'm going to actually bring you into the conversation while we wait for Felix Cavalieri, because he's from the Rascals.
That's right.
All right, so Groovin'.
I'm old enough to remember that song, so.
Yeah, and I love that song.
I'm old enough to forget it.
And I know he's going to be playing on Sunday at the Vets, but I was amazed that this gentleman is going to be, you know, with the Rascals, which is just this amazing group that's going to be doing something to support the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation. So that's just awesome.
That's
and
right.
I can't wait. I'm like, he's coming on the line with us, and I think in like about 5 minutes. But this man, did you know, 18 top 40 hits, like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 5 top 10 hits, 3 number one mega hits. So I wonder what the mega hits were. What do you think? You're thinking Cindy. I'm thinking Groovin'.
Most definitely.
It's a beautiful morning.
Oh, that had to have been it.
Yeah. See, obviously, I'm not a singer, but I do love to sing. So, but
you're doing pretty good. Yeah. You're doing an excellent job.
So we're gonna wait for him to climb it. Yes. Let's talk a little bit, Carol, here about, before we get on with Felix, what is happening this weekend? It starts on Friday, right?
It does start on Friday. It's really not open to the public. It's our calendar unveiling, which is for our annual Celebrate Hope, Celebrate calendar that we have been doing now since I started with the foundation. That's how I started with the foundation. It will be distributed with the November issue of Rhode Island Monthly Magazine.
Very cool.
50,000 issues. It's a beautiful magazine. It features 12 survivors and in 12 different beautiful scenic Rhode Island settings. And we do the calendar unveiling.
And where does that happen?
Well, this year it's happening at the State House. And so the models will see their pictures for the very first time, our calendar girls, with their families and loved ones. So that kind of kicks off the weekend. And then, of course, Saturday, we've changed things up. And we've moved the daytime portion of our Flames of Hope event indoors to the Renaissance and
Hold
the
that
veterans.
Thought, because we're going to talk all about everything that's going on over the weekend. We've got a whole hour that we're devoting to this. A wonderful cause, this incredible weekend.
Fantastic.
And it's going to be awesome, isn't it? And when we get back here.
Can't wait.
Where's that Felix and that rascal? Where is he? You're listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And we'll be right back telling you all about this weekend's Flames of Hope, a celebration of life, water fire, and a whole weekend of events. So we're still trying to get Felix on the line. You know what? He's a busy man. But we'll be getting him on the show pretty soon. But that's his music, and that's what's going to be playing at the Vets on Sunday as part of the whole weekend of the Flames of Hope. And I am sitting here with two wonderful, lovely ladies that are from the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation. And ladies, it's a good day to just be grooving.
And your handsome husband.
And my handsome husband. How could I forget? My co-host. My handsome husband. So, well, Carol, before we went to break, you were starting to say and tell us about, you know, but there's a calendar opening that's going to be happening.
That's Friday night.
That's Friday night.
Yes, and so Saturday, doing something new this year to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Flames of Hope, and that is we moved the daytime portion of the Flames of Hope event indoors to the Renaissance Hotel and Veterans Memorial Auditorium.
Well, and this is a good thing because we know it's not going to rain on Saturday.
We don't
night.
Say the R word.
No, well, and
Bronwyn,
we've got
that's vulgar, and we'll ask you to put a quarter into the cuss column.
Oh, no, I got
the R word is bad.
Ooh. As you know, there's some things that we really can't control.
Right. Well, we do have a reverend in the room.
That's
so
right.
Yeah, but listen,
right.
Yeah, don't count on me. My credibility's not that great.
So everything's moving indoors for the Renaissance, and what'll be happening
there? It's just amazing. We have probably over 50 plus vendors. They're all cancer specific or healthy living specific. We have a nutrition lab with nutrition lectures, cooking demonstrations. We have an interactive health. We have free flu shots happening in the veterans,
nice.
Thanks to Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island, who is the title sponsor. We have a survivor's lounge. We'll have Reiki and reflexology and chair massage in there, and just a place where you can relax and you know, connect with people. And what's most important, and we'll have three national guest speakers, including Geraldine Lucas, the author of Why I Wore Lipstick to My Mastectomy, which was turned into a Lifetime movie. And it's free. The event's free, and more importantly, we've opened this event up not just to breast cancer, but to all cancers.
Nice.
So, yeah, and it's going to be so it's open to really anybody who has gone through cancer, anybody who wants to reduce their risk of developing cancer, or anybody who just wants to live a healthier life. And so we encourage people to come down. There are no barriers because it's free. Yeah. And, you know, there's parking in the state offices, parking lots. We even have a shuttle to shuttle you back and forth. So
that's fabulous because parking can be a real problem.
It can be a real problem. Yeah. So we're trying to make it as easy and comfortable and enjoyable for people as we can. So
that's great.
Yeah, and we do have a lot of people pre-registered so far, but you don't have to register at all if you don't want to. You can just show up and just come and enjoy the day and then stay for the nighttime activities.
Well, I know because... So what time does the Renaissance and all those activities
kick
off?
That's 10 to 4 on Saturday.
All right, and then I know that there's a lot happening up at the State House as well. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Of course, and what everybody comes down for is the pinnacle of the Flames of Hope weekend, and that is the Illuminations of Life ceremony that happens on the State House steps, where we illuminate the State House in pink, and the State Ballet of Rhode Island performs, and we have speakers, and it's a beautiful, touching ceremony. And then of course that's followed by the torch procession of 150 torchbearers who are survivors and family members who may have lost a loved one, or like my sister is coming this year from out of state to kind of help me celebrate my 10th anniversary from my second diagnosis. So, and she'll be carrying in honor of me, and I'll be carrying in honor of me. And and then of course we light, down to the River Basin. We process down to the River Basin for the lighting of, am I saying the largest water fire of the season?
Yeah, for the most part. I think that this is, and it always has been. I mean, a lot of our water fires are getting larger, and, because a lot of them are very specific to certain things. But this one is really, I found it to be a real mainstay in Rhode Island, and the people look forward to it every year. Every January, just so you know, because I'm the director of development for Water Fire, I start getting calls and people asking me. So, what weekend is the Flames of Hope happening? And I know that this weekend, this year it's changed. We changed weekends because you're making it bigger and better, right?
Well, we're making it bigger and better, but we were also asked to take it off of Columbus Day weekend, and that's okay. And we were happy to accommodate. Listen, the Providence Police said, you know, we really don't have the detail with so many other activities going on in the city, Columbus Day weekend. And we were happy to accommodate, and it's actually worked to our favor because now we don't have any competition.
Exactly.
And I think it's going to be an even bigger and better. And it just, you know, the Flames of Hope being such a mainstay, I mean, it's just testament to how many people are affected by breast cancer in Rhode Island, and that's 1 in 6. So
yeah, 1 in 6.
1 in 6 right. Women are diagnosed with breast cancer, or will be diagnosed with breast cancer in a lifetime, which is higher than the national average of 1 in 8.
Right.
And that statistic's the same for Massachusetts and Connecticut. So
that's crazy. I didn't realize that it was that high.
It is.
And Cindy, will you be walking with the torch as well?
I will. This will be my second year. Last year was my first year, and I was just diagnosed with breast cancer last year, 2014. And when I was diagnosed, it was a complete shock to me because no one in my family had ever had breast cancer, so it hit me like a bolt of lightning.
So you just went to the doctor?
I actually found it myself. And I've been in the medical profession for over 2 decades. I've always taken very good care of myself, never missed a beat, and one day I was in the shower and, boop, felt something. Right away, within 2 days, went down for a mammogram. I knew right away when the tech came back, you know, we wanted to go get an ultrasound, and I knew right then and there. You know, I went and spoke with the radiologist. He was fantastic, and they told me right there that day that you have breast cancer, and I went over the images with the radiologist. Yep. I saw what it looked like, and I knew that it was an aggressive cancer. And I went back to the parking lot all by myself, and I sat there, and I said, here we go.
Yep.
And I thank God for the doctors and the oncologists that took care of my breast cancer, and that was step number one. What I wasn't prepared for was step number two. And that's where the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation came in. You know, we have the physical part of our body that needs to be taken care of. There's another huge component, and that's mind, body, and soul. Mm-hmm. And if that's not met, wow, it's a firestorm. And those needs were not being met. And I found myself in great distress.
And depressed, essentially.
Yes, right. I was having a lot of, you know, problems. And I didn't know, you know, where to go, what to do. I knew what to do as far as the medical, you know, steps to take. But I really needed some support. Mm-hmm. And it's not something you can go out and discuss with your girlfriends at lunch. These are very serious issues. They're very emotional, and a friend that had breast cancer recommended I go down and talk to the Gloria Gemma team.
And I hear that the first person who picked up the phone
was Carol.
Was Carol.
Mm-hmm. I called the foundation. Carol picked up. Hi, my name is Cynthia Champagne. I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I gave her all the medical facts and figures and all of that. And then I started to get on the emotional aspect of it. It was like I've grown up with her my entire life. It was like I was talking to my soul sister.
Mm-hmm.
She validated all of my feelings. I became mentally stronger every minute I was speaking with her. She supported me, encouraged me, and then we set up a meeting from then. And after that, I get off that phone call, I felt so much better. Yeah. You know, I felt just empowered.
Yeah.
And then after that, I went down to the foundation, and when I went down there, we went into a room, and into that room, I was greeted by 5 different women, all of them with different stories. They all shared their journey with me and how they dealt with their journey. Every cancer journey was different, and in how they dealt with it. And, you know, many of them breast cancer they had had, you know, more than once, and the decisions and in many. So within an hour, I gained 60 years of wisdom.
Wow, that's an amazing thing to say. That really is, and it sounds like you've got the support and the fun and the family and that kind of feeling of
love in a family environment.
Yeah, that has a lot to do with one's amelioration, getting better and feeling better. And we're going to have to take a quick break in a second.
Certainly.
When we get back, Carol, I want you to tell me more about what is going on at that Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation, because there's a lot of fun stuff, very healing things happening as well, but I know that you really hit, again, all different sorts of events and things. And we'll talk about that when we come back. And where's our rascal?
Ladies? I don't know.
Where is our rascal? We've been trying to call Felix.
Rascal.
Grooving. Rascal may be grooving.
He's grooving
music
somewhere.
Music is healing, you know, and we have a lot of that grooving. Going on.
Well, you're listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business, and Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island, and we're getting ready for one of the biggest weekends of the year. It's the Flames of Hope, a celebration of life, and Waterfire is going to be there on Saturday in that massive, massive, amazing torch ceremony. And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And we've been having a wonderful conversation with two absolutely beautiful women here. I've got Carol Donnelly, who is who works at the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation, but is also a survivor, and Cindy Champagne, who has been volunteering her bottom off and trying to make sure that this weekend goes off without a hitch, because, again, it takes a village to... What did we say, Carol?
It takes a village to create Celebration Village, which will be erected in Station Park, which is right across from the Providence Place Mall.
Yeah, so that'll be Saturday night,
yes.
Right? And lots of fun, water fire. We know that it's going to be beautiful weather, and I won't say the R word because I got yelled at by Carol for saying
yes.
The R word.
It's bad.
But, you know, it was really interesting. When we were just at break, Richard, you were talking to Carol about the spiritual aspect, and can you expand on what the two of you were talking about? Or actually?
Sure. I was asking Carol and also Cindy what, you know, in terms of their... your journey, you know, was there a powerful spiritual component, a sense of God's presence, or even being angry with God, which is certainly not as a pastor, I certainly understand people being angry and blaming God.
Right.
I mean, you've had, from all I can tell, there's a wonderful African proverb. We were just talking about it takes a village. Mm-hmm. And the proverb is, I am because we are.
Nice.
And who was in your village, as well as what was your feelings about, I don't know, God's absence or being angry, and what helped?
Well, I mean, on my team, besides, you know, I call my doctors the dream team. They were fantastic, and I had the same doctors for both the first and second diagnosis and treatment. My husband's always been there, and he is funny. He kept me laughing every day. And just incredibly supportive. And he does it in a quiet way. He doesn't, you know. And my mother-in-law was very supportive. And it's funny you say, my sister's coming down to celebrate this 10th anniversary. And my sister and I, the only two girls, I'm one of seven. So there's five boys, two girls. And we weren't terribly close until about 10 years ago when I got diagnosed the second time. And she happened to call me. And we ended up spending 2 hours on the phone. So I always say with any kind of catastrophic disease or with cancer, you know, you can come out of it better than you went into it. And I feel that I came out of it better than I went into it because of my faith and because, you know, one of the shining spots of breast cancer was I finally had a relationship with my sister, and you know, to this day we're extremely close. So yeah, we were talking, and my second diagnosis I was a little more than angry with God, and but and through work and just prayer and kind of my one-on-one talking with God, and sometimes I'm gonna get a little yelling at him.
Absolutely.
He speaks back, and he does it in different ways. And if you're open to receiving the messages, the answers will come. So, but you have to be open to receiving his answers.
Yeah.
I always think of classic, the 23rd Psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because I know you're with me. So that's. I don't know whether to call it blessings, but there also are some things to be very thankful for regarding support and people keeping us company and walking with us in the valley of the shadow.
And finding what to be grateful for.
And what's really
important.
And
concentrating on the positive instead of the negative. And that's what will get you. What I said, I went into a black hole, you know, a very deep depression, and I'm a naturally happy person, so that was very difficult for me. But that, once I started changing my way of thinking, and part of it was being a little bit selfish, and doing things for me, but also doing for others. So I crocheted because I really like to crochet. But what did I make? I made prayer shawls for other people who were diagnosed with cancer. I made, because the Iraq War was going on at the time, I made little black hats that soldiers could wear under the helmets and still be in uniform. I made dozens of those and mailed them off.
That's amazing.
So, yes, I crochet because I find it very relaxing, and it was something I did for me. But I created things for others, which just, you know, full circle. It just was felt really good.
Well, and if that's you're back and you're working with the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation. As when we were talking to Cindy and her saying that talking to you and you being the one that she got on the phone with within an hour, there was a transformation of her spirit. There's got to be something really wonderful, because I know a lot of the people from Gloria Gemma and the foundation that have actually gone and been serviced by the foundation or found that camaraderie, end up going back and volunteering and giving.
Yeah, we have some great, great volunteers, and Cindy's one of them. And she says, oh, I haven't done anything. She's done, she just has no idea what she's done, the impact she's had, and the help that she's given us. So,
can you give us some example of some of the favorite things, Cindy, for instance, that you encountered at the Resource Foundation? Because I know they've got a whole wellness program, and there's massage therapy, and I was talking about it earlier. I think there was pole dancing that I read about at one point.
I think that was before me, just so you know.
Oh, she was probably the star of the show.
I swear to God, I wasn't there.
We're not going to tell you her stage name, and I think that's the whole thing she's trying to get by. So we're just going to nix that right now.
Okay. I thought you looked really familiar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why she changed the color of her hair now.
Yeah.
But let me talk. You want to talk about wigs? No. But they have so many programs. It's unbelievable. One of the programs, they have tons of spiritual programs, and they have drop-in survivor groups, and they have, just fun, group days that you can go out together as a group, and all kinds of stuff like that. But they also have great groups. They have programs for people that are going through chemotherapy where they, can drop off meals, and that's one of the wonderful programs that I was able to benefit from, me and my family. Yeah. I got to a point where I was very weak, and I couldn't cook, and I was neutropenic, which means I had no immune system from the chemotherapy.
Yeah.
That was a lifesaver. And also, which was really great, and a lot of people don't talk about this, but the whole family is affected by this. And this was kind of a fun situation that happened because it really lightened the mood. My husband was really great with this because I tend to be very serious and talk about serious issues. And my husband's very light, and he doesn't get that deep. And he would always kind of lighten the mood, and that was extremely helpful for me. So there is Jane and Vinny who would deliver the meals. They're in the Angel program that the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Research Foundation has, and they would drop off the meals for us every month. And when they would come by, Vinny and my husband would talk all the time, and you really had no idea what an impact that had in the support of my husband.
Yeah.
And this would go on month after month after month. And now now my husband's starting to come down to the foundation. And, you know, him and Vinny are getting a little bit of a relationship going on. And now they're becoming an inspiration to us as well. And so it's great because it affects the whole family.
Yeah.
And husbands as well. And you know, that's another program that they have that goes on that helps everybody. But they have a great, you know, a sense of humor, and you need that, and you need to laugh. Laughter is good medicine, and they certainly have a lot of that to go around as well.
I think I'm going to go down there and just have a good
time. If you've ever seen the 5K,
come hang with us, Bronwyn.
You should see
That's a great idea.
You should see the 5K Pig Pump Palooza.
No, yeah.
Where all the men, you know, dress up in the high heels, the pink high heels, and the go-go boots, and all of that.
Actually, hold on to that thought,
okay,
because we're going to have to take a break. But yeah, because we've got to talk about the walk and the run happening on Sunday. And again, there's just so much. And I'm looking at the website right now, and I think I see Gary Calvino when he used to dye his hair pink, and he was wearing heels, I think, running in that last year. But
yeah.
But we'll be right back. We are talking all about Flames of Hope, a celebration of life happening this weekend in Providence. There's a huge water fire, a torch procession, and just, you know, phenomenal people doing great things. So we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We are underwritten by National Grid and sponsored in part by Lifetime Medical, so I just want to say a big thank you to them, because without their support, we would not be able to have these wonderful conversations and let you know all about what's coming up in Rhode Island and what's coming up at Water Fire, and have great conversations with amazing people like Carol Donnelly from the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation and Cindy Champagne. Really, you know, ladies, I want to thank you for being so open about the discussion. And, of course, my co-host, the Reverend Richard, Reverend Dr. Richard Dannenfelser.
You've called me worse.
I have. So this is fun, ladies. But no, you've been very open and honest about your experiences and what it's been like and what it's like to be a survivor and what the help that you've gotten through Gloria Gemma, the friendships that you've found and that the bonding that's happened there, and then also being able to give back, which seems to be another part of wellness as we look at it. Richard, you were just asking when we were at the break, what is it that makes Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Massachusetts a higher rate when it comes to cancer?
Yeah, and as I was telling him, nobody knows. I mean, there's no solid evidence or facts or why that is that we're higher. And, you know, we can speculate all day as to, you know, what makes it that way. But the fact remains it's 1 in 6, and you know,
and
it's not going to change. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And those are the facts.
Yeah, and, you know, I think one of the things...
Unless we lobby for more studies and research on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, one of the things that... Do you still have the breast bus that goes out and does a lot of...
Yeah, the Hope Bus. The Hope Bus travels throughout the state. Of course, this is its busiest time of year. And, you know, from March to the end of November, it's out visiting different areas, you know, businesses, schools, community centers, health centers, hospitals, and providing, basically providing everything that we provide at the foundation. So it's an extension of who we are, so that people who can't come to the foundation for our programs and services can get support and services, you know, and enjoy some of those programs on the Hope Bus.
And will we be able to see the Hope Bus at Waterfire on Saturday or maybe on Sunday? When you got to talk about this walk run on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. So I believe the Hope Bus is going to be there. After, of course, Saturday night, and I just wanted to mention that we do have Saturday night a close proximity fireworks display at the State House.
How did you manage that?
I don't know. Our director of special events,
Brian Sawyer.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah, so it's a close proximity fireworks display by award-winning Pyrotechnico. So Brian doesn't mess around. He only gets the best. And Decadia, an 80s tribute band, will take the main stage as well. But on Sunday, we have the three races. Of course, the Kids Fun Run at 9 o'clock, the Pink Pump Palooza, which everybody loves. It's a 50-yard dash done in heels by men and women. And I have to say, more men sign up for it than women do.
So, Reverend Doctor, are you going to be wearing some heels and doing a little run on Sunday?
I'll never tell right now.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll have to tell you that the, and I don't know, but they're calling themselves this, so I guess I don't want to be not PC, but the drag queens have challenged
awesome.
Gem Plumbing, the boys.
I love
it. Yeah, this is going to be.
I have some great 6-inch stilettos.
Oh my!
Then you know you need to. You
don't
need to
forget
come
the
out.
Wig, the pink wig, please,
and the pink tutu. You have to do it.
Yeah. You want to be coordinated.
And you know it's
Reverend.
Amazing that this has grown so quickly and become so popular, and it's all for.
It is the best.
It's all for bragging rights, a sash, and a sparkly crown. I mean, that's all they're getting out of it, and they're doing. It's not like they're getting some fabulous prize.
Yes,
my husband.
It's the little thing.
Participate, however, and I've already have him joining. Another team. So.
Yeah. And of course, what started the Flames of Hope Run Walk series back in 2009, and it is our largest fundraiser, which helps us provide these programs and services that we provide throughout the year, which are free, by the way. All of our programs and services are free. At 11:15 is the Gloria Gemma 5K, and you can register for any of these races. You can still register at flamesofhoperi.org.
Yeah, now you also on Saturday, isn't there, do you still have a VIP party that happens up
we
in Station
do,
Park?
We do, and it is being, it, you know, live entertainment. You get a couple of drink tickets. Food being catered by Trattoria Romana, which is
yum,
total yum.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg's pink cake, so a double yum.
Win-win.
Yeah. How can you win? And it's $50 per person. I mean, you can't go out and do that for $50 per person.
No, and all $50 goes right back to the organization.
Yeah. So, and again, you can get your tickets at flamesofhoperi.org. So.
I think that's great. Is there anything, we've only got a couple of minutes that we would left. But I was just, my husband's knocking the microphone over there. That's that noise. Anyway, we are so excited. We've only got like a minute left. So I'm going to encourage everyone to please make it down to Waterfire. Get down there early on Saturday. You can find out more information, as Carol was saying, with the flamesofhoperi.org. That's the website. Go find out about the calendar unveiling on Friday. Everything happening on Saturday, from the Renaissance Hotel to the incredible display that'll happen up at the State House, to the torch walk down to Waterfire. And know that it's going to be just such a beautiful night. And then get up and do a little walking and running on Sunday, all for a good cause. And
right.
Guys, yeah, put on those heels. You know, you've always wanted to try that anyway. But also, just so everybody knows, Waterfire itself, the basin and the rest of the basin, every other fire will be lit around 7 o'clock. And then when the torches come down, the rest of the basin will be lit.
Right.